to bow our heads and pray. If only to give thanks for making it through another day.
And now for the word and prayer of the day, brought to you by Crossroads Christian Radio. Also heard on KLMX 1450 AM and 104.5 FM in Clayton, New Mexico. Today's scripture is found in Mark 1:35. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Mark 6:32. So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. Luke 22:39-40 says, Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, pray that you will not fall into temptation. Is praying important? Do you find it odd that Jesus prayed? Let that sink in. Jesus prayed. The Creator and King of the world knew the importance of daily prayer, and he not only prayed alone, he encouraged his followers to pray with him. Okay, I got a quiz for y'all. What was the what, where, when, why, and how, all you English majors? The Bible is so very rich. All these questions are answered in these verses. Notice in Mark 1:35, Jesus left early in the morning. That's the when. While it was still dark, to pray. Where? In a solitary place. Far from distractions or the trouble of the world. In Mark 6:32, he took his disciples to pray. That's the what. And where? Again, in a solitary place. In Luke 22:39-40, it gives the how. He went out as usual. In looking up that word in the dictionary, it says the word usual is a habit, typical, reoccurring, customary. It was not a one-time thing. I mean, how do you think Judas knew where to send the Sanhedrin to arrest Jesus? And still, in verse 40, he gives a why when he says for his disciples to pray so as not to fall into temptation. These may be just a few short verses, but we have so much to learn from them. If Jesus prayed, how much more important is it for you? You cannot expect to be a responsible Christian without it. Just look at the chaos in the world today. Are you willing to trust your life to chance? Or the God who unconditionally loves you, created you, and gave his life up for you? Go pray. Be still. Listen to the Lord. Go to a place you can be solitary without distraction. Make a decision today to create a habit. Make it a priority to meet with your Father and see the insight, strength, and peace it brings to your life. You can't afford to live without it. Dear Jesus, thank you for the written example you left us on how to live this life. You receive strength on your knees, and so should we. Forgive us where we have not made a quiet time with you a priority. Help us create a habit of listening and following you as we journey through this life.
And I humbly ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.